This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel. And if you go to their website, you'll see their mission statement. And basically it says that they want to provide premium service and expert advice to help you get the most for your vacation time and dollar. And they do. They really, really do. We want you to try them. You won't be disappointed. So give them a try. Go to MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 95 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today. And with me on the show today is the one, the only, Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Welcome to the show, Michelle. Thank you for being here.
So are you trying out for the new Fox Sports Network along with...
That's right.
Are you just filming?
That's what you want to call it? Yes, it is. And welcome again to the Mickey Miles Podcast. Did I tell you it was episode number 95? So, Michelle, shout out.
Okay, today's shout out is to listener Kelly Seymour. And giving a shout out to Kelly because she is supporting a cause that you and I both support too, which is Give Kids the World. And she did a virtual race for Give Kids the World, and it's a great organization in Orlando. And yay, Kelly, keep going for Give Kids the World.
Nice job, Kelly. And boy, I'm upbeat today, but now it's time to turn because we're talking about a very, very serious subject matter today. We're talking about when you get into a rut and you have a Run Disney event ahead, what do you do? Michelle, I think before we start talking about this, I think you need to define what a Run Disney rut is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Michelle Scribner-McLean.
First of all, I want to know what was in your goo today when you ran. Oh, sorry, your gel when you ran. The thing that we're talking about today is you've chosen your Disney race. You've paid your registration fee. You have committed to going. You've put your deposit down on your vacation. And all of a sudden, you're on Facebook or other social media. You may be talking to buddies. Everybody is on the same page in terms of training. They're doing their long runs. They're doing their cross training. And all of a sudden, it seems like you're just kind of standing still and everybody keeps on going towards that race goal. So that is a rut. A rut is when you maybe don't feel like running. You're kind of don't know what to do to motivate you to get up in the morning or to get out there and run. And you're just kind of stuck. Is that how you would define it, Mike?
No. I think everybody has their own definition of what a rut is. To me, first off, in order for you to be in a rut, you have to be in training mode. If you're not in training mode, and by training mode I mean a defined schedule for when you run and mileage and days and all that stuff. If you're not in that training mode, then I don't think you can be in that kind of a rut, but you can still be in, I guess, a running rut. For me, if I'm thrown off my routine by any means, then I'm in a rut. And I think one of the things that we have to think about now is what you do when you're in a rut.
So, but what is a rut to you? What is a running?
When I'm out of a routine, I think everybody gets into a running routine so many days a week, so many miles, depending upon the day of the week. And if that's thrown off by one or two days, then I think you're in a rut because, you know, you kind of try to catch up. At least that's the way it is for me.
So, but it also could mean you've been training and you're not pushing yourself. You're not going to the next level. Maybe you're not able to run that longer distance or run as fast as you wanted to.
I agree. And that could be as a result of being thrown off your schedule, too.
So let's talk about some of the things that actually put you in a rut. So it could be work schedule, could be vacation schedule. It could be that you're not feeling well, family commitments. What other things, Mike?
It could be weather may not be contributing to your running. It's always raining when it's time for you to run, and when it's not time for you to run, it's not raining.
It could be that something's happened, some sort of maybe you're just bored. Maybe that's one of the reasons that you get into a rut. So are we ready to talk about personal experience with ruts?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mike. Open up to us.
With me, it usually comes down to trying to figure out how to do too much in the span of a week. And what happens is that, for the most part, and this has been happening to me recently, is that I do so much that my body says, you can only burn so many ends of the candle. And I find that I become very fatigued, and this past a week or so, I did. I hit the wall, and so that made me skip a lot of running, and it's put my Disneyland Dumbo Double Dare objectives in danger, and I need to figure out what to do about it. But basically, Michelle, it's trying to do too much, trying to have too many things going on, and it could end up being late. I'm out late at night or whatever, but it ends up throwing off my whole schedule and almost puts me at square one.
Well, it's interesting. I kind of had the same experience this summer. I've had a lot of vacation time, and back in May when I was visualizing this summer, I was picturing a summer of lots and lots of training. And it turns out that, luckily, I've gotten to do lots of really fun things, but it's turned out that I'm very, very tired, and I want to sleep late, and I think, I deserve to sleep a little later, or I might be out with friends, or maybe the weather doesn't cooperate. And for me, what that means is sometimes I think, I've gotten into a rut, and it's going to make it a little bit harder for me to get out there next time because I feel like, I already, blew it. So, now I have to get up tomorrow or I have to get out there tomorrow. And I skipped that because of some other reason. So it's really sometimes kind of hard to push yourself out of that rut. So for me, for the Dumbo Double Dare, I know, Mike, you were talking about PRs. That wasn't a goal for me because I'm kind of taking the long view because I'm training for the Dopey. But I did want to maybe do a little bit faster, if not a PR, or just keep at the pace that I've been doing. And I'm not sure that that's going to happen now. So one of the things that happens when you're in a rut and a Disney race is coming is you maybe have to reevaluate your goals. So, Mike, you mentioned that maybe your goals are changing.
Well, let me back up a little bit. I'm still sort of recovering from last year's, it's about a 6 or 8 month, an 8 month injury. And when I got the clearance from my doctor to extend my running, he said, the difference between running and training, Mike? And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I want you to, get back into running, but be careful with the training. And he actually asked me to hold off training for 6 months, and we'll have a podcast later on in the year regarding training. But Michelle, what I did is I said to myself, okay, I'm not going to push myself. I'm just going to try to get back into some kind of a running form. And it's been slow but steady, and a few things have been bumps on the road. But my goal all along was to achieve a PR at the Disneyland Half. Who knows? I might still do it. But right now, it's a different story, and this is why we're doing this podcast, because we're trying to give an idea regarding what we have to do, and that is we refocus our objectives.
Yeah, so I think also that when you get into a rut, it can be, you could lose a little physical fitness, but also emotionally it can take its toll on you because you start to feel frustrated and you get kind of down on yourself. You might get really a little angry. You kind of see or hear people who are moving forward with their training, and you think, what's wrong with me? Why can't I move forward? So one of the things that we decided to do was to kind of post this question on our Mickey Miles Podcast Facebook page. So we thought it might be helpful to read some of the things that people wrote, because very, very helpful suggestions, and then comment. So, Mike, would you like to share one?
Right. Let's see. I'm going to talk about what Evelyn DeLucia said. And she said that she took the advice of many of her running team friends. And she said that she stopped worrying about pace and stopped worrying about time and just went for distance. And she said, I probably went slower than I've ever gone on a training win, but I actually felt stronger than I had in over a month. Going the distance will help bring back the endurance, and then the pace and the time will follow. And that's so true. When you get into a rut, you can run into the danger of pushing yourself too much. It's like riding a bike. When you get back into running, you'll slowly get back up there and do what Evelyn did. She's decided to pull it back a little bit and just get into running and not worry about the training aspect.
But I also like what she did, which is to kind of call in her buddies to kind of give her a boost, too. And I think that helps, too, to call on friends, social media, or family and friends, and just say, look, I need a little bit of help getting past this. So that was a good idea. Yay, Evelyn. I'd like to share what Dawn Eden said. And she says, I keep reminding myself that I'm on a journey, and a few bad runs is part of it. And she's absolutely right. We're all going to have good runs and bad runs. Sometimes those bad runs put us into a rut. And she celebrates the good and the bad because every step I take, she says, I know that I'm in a better place than when I first started this journey. So I think you can get really down on yourself when you're in a rut, but just make sure that you know that for most of us, just getting out there running, you know, if you look back at your life 5 years ago, were you doing this then? So give yourself a pat on the back and know that you will move forward. You'll move past it.
One of my favorite comments that I read was from our friend Charlie Gessner, fellow New Hampshireite. And Charlie pretty much echoed what I said. He said, you just get back on that horse again as soon as possible. He says, unless, of course, you need a break. And he says, sometimes a bad run is like your body telling you to back off. And that is so true. And I guess that's what happened to me this week, Michelle. It's like I had plans to run on three separate mornings. And when I woke up, usually, you know, the first 5 minutes, I don't want to run. And you get up and you get dressed and you get ready and you go out and I'm glad. But there were just two or three days that followed a very, very long day. And sometimes you have to listen to your body, and sometimes taking a day off or an unscheduled day off is probably the best thing to do.
Yeah, and sometimes you need to take a little bit more time off, too. It's difficult if you have a Run Disney event coming, but I remember after last year's January race weekend, our buddy Jameson said that he was taking off, you know, a good 3 months, and I thought, 3 months, But you know what? Sometimes you need to take a little bit of a break and get re-energized and re-excited about it. So there's nothing wrong with that. Another podcast buddy of ours, Alex Armas, says that he likes to read an inspirational running book. A very good one a couple of friends told me about is Once a Runner by John L. Parker Jr. It gave me chills in the final chapters, and I couldn't put it down. Made me want to run more. So that's a great idea. Get a good running book or read somebody's running blog.
One of the things that I like to do is something with Bob Grorud said, and Bob says if it's just one bad run, he forgets about it and he moves on. But if it's a training slump, then he changes something. He says, I change anything. If I was concentrating on distance, I go for shorter runs. I lose the GPS. I just run on field, take time off, or anything as long as it's different. Change keeps your mind and your body interested. And Michelle, I think we did something. We changed our we tried a different running course, and that made it more interesting. It became a novelty, and that helped, except that it was very, very hot. So that's one of the things, too. Try to change it up. Mix it up a bit. Listen to different music, whatever.
I think that's a great idea. We did talk about that before, but I like the idea of just kind of losing all the technology and just going out to run for fun. Another suggestion that we had on the Facebook page is Kathy Geiger, and she just says, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and do it. She says, just let it go and move on. Had a bad one yesterday. The heat got to me, but I'll be back on that horse next week. And so sometimes you just got to push yourself. Any more, Mike?
I think that most of the others pretty much say the same thing. I think the last one I'd like to make a comment on was from Mitch Brennan. And Mitch said He said he was 3.5 miles into a 10-mile run, and he had to stop. He says, it has only happened to me about 2 weeks before races, so I look at it as a good charm and that I'm ready. And, you know, how many times does that happen? You go out there and you begin to run. You say, you know, I just don't have it today. Hopefully it'll never happen on a race day, but that happens. And, again, it's some kind of a signal in your body saying, you know, maybe today you need to take it off. And, you know, I think Mitch has got a good point there.
Ian Sr. says he takes a different approach. He likes to keep a journal of his training. He says, after the New Jersey Marathon this year, I had a mini training slump / meltdown. And I took the time to look at what I was doing, took a couple of days rest and refocus. And he has a blog on that he posted on our Facebook page called Relax, Review, and Renew. So I think that's good advice, too. Kind of look back at your training log. Look at Daily Mile, or if you keep a paper pencil training log, look back and see, you know, what's happened, and maybe you can piece together what's going on.
Finally, Eddie McCoy says that persistency pays off. He says, we will all have bad runs, but just stick to your plan and move on and don't think twice. And Eddie says, I truly believe the bad runs make us better than the great runs do. And it's probably he's right, because it makes us appreciate the great runs. So, Michelle, we talked about how you get to a certain point, and for everybody it's different. Let's say you have a Run Disney event coming up and you're in a rut. Do you personally have a certain window of time that you say, if I'm in a rut within this this time frame of the race, I'm in trouble?
I mean, what do you mean by in trouble?
Well, you have a goal for a race. It could be a time, it could be whatever. And you're thinking, if I'm in a rut by within so many weeks of this race, then I may not achieve my goal.
Yeah, so like how much time do you need to turn yourself around? I think it's going to be different for everybody. If we look at the Disney, the Dumbo Double Dare, I have a base that I've been working on, and for me, my rut has been about this last week. I've been having a hard time getting out there. So I feel that for a week, I still have that base. I think if I am within a month of the race, I want to be where I want to be and make sure that I'm okay. I think for me, I could turn it around, you know, depending on what my last longest run was. But 3 weeks, a month for me, I think, is where I'm looking to see, you know, if I need to change my strategy for the race. What about you?
Yeah, my original plan was to be where I wanted to be a month before Disneyland weekend, and it's not going to be that way. So I have to refocus. Plus, doing a PR, when I first ran the Disneyland half, it was just the Disneyland half. I didn't need to run a 10K the day before. So actually just doing a PR following the day, running a 10K is a challenge, but I think I just want to, I don't want to get hurt. And the reason why I say that, Michelle, is that I want to make a point, and that is that when you do get into a rut very, very close to a particular race, there is a tendency and a danger to overtrain, because you want to catch up. You want to get back to where you are. So I think that that's where the restraint has to come in really, really strong. And you have to realize that, you know, I just want to finish standing up, and I want to finish healthy, and we'll worry about the next race. What do you think?
I think that's a good point. You know, my mantra for these races is we're there to have fun. Nobody's going to be running this race to win the Olympics, most of us anyway. So we just want to be safe. I think that all of us want to improve, we want to do better, but the bottom line is you just want to make sure that you're running a safe race, that you're having a good time, that you don't push your body to a point where you can't get up the next few days and run, or you can't tour the park. So I think those are important things to remember.
Okay, Michelle, so we've got a few weeks before the Disneyland Dumbo Double Dare weekend. What are you going to do? We've got about 11 days to go. At this recording, what are you going to do?
Well, actually, this show has sort of inspired me reading what people wrote on Facebook. I am ready to go for tomorrow. So I'm going to get out there again, put a smile on my face, and really just enjoy my running, and, you know, kind of refocus on why I'm there, and how much I really love it, and how good it makes me feel.
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to make sure that my legs are going to be in shape, and I'm just going to have fun, and I'm not going to worry about time. And, well, we'll see. We'll see 6 or 7 miles into the race, and maybe there's still a PR in my future down there, but we'll see. I hope that everybody, you know, learned a little bit from this podcast, maybe inspired, understands that we're all in this together and that you're not alone, and we all get into a rut, and that's just a case of us trying to figure out how to get out of it, how to refocus. This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Miles Fan Travel. And when it comes to travel agencies, nobody operates with the highest degree of integrity than the folks at MEI Travel and Miles Fan Travel. When they take your family vacation, your reunion, your honeymoon, your corporate incentive trip or getaway, they treat it like it was their own. They take pride on expertly representing and advocating for you. You are their, not only their client, but you're their partner. So give them a try at mei-travel.com, milesfantravel.com, and you can also get to them by clicking on their banner on mickeymilespodcast.com.
I want to thank everybody who posted on the Facebook page, and please continue to post if you have different ideas than the ones already posted, because I think they were really inspirational. So thank you for everybody who took the time.
Thank you, everyone. And for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road, be it a rut or not.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.